Friday that Israel's settlement policy in the occupied Palestinian territories violates international law. Presiding judge of the International Court of Justice, Nawaf Salam.
The nature of Israel's acts, including the fact that Israel frequently confiscates land following the demolition of Palestinian property for reallocation to Israeli settlements, indicates that its measures are not temporary in character and therefore cannot be considered as permissible evacuations under the Fourth Geneva Convention.
In addition to Israel's continued presence in the occupied Palestinian territories being illegal, the World Court said Israel must make reparations for damages caused by its occupation. Permanent observer of the State of Palestine to the UN, Riyad al-Malki.
This means Israel is under an obligation to end this illegal colonial enterprise unconditionally. And in our view, that means immediately and totally.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israelis cannot be occupiers in their ancestral homeland. While a fix has been issued, internet users are still suffering from widespread connection issues Friday. Jennifer King from AP has more.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has convicted U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage after a trial widely seen as being politically motivated. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
He's been sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in the country's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in a regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied yes. After the verdict was read, someone in the court shouted, "Evan, we love you." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke from the Aspen Security Forum Friday about getting Gershkovich out of London, out of Russia, excuse me.
All I can tell you is this. We're working it. We're working it as we speak, and we're not going to stop until we get Evan home, get Paul Whelan home, till we get others home.
U.S. President Joe Biden criticized Republican rival Donald Trump as having a, quote, dark vision, unquote, for America.
Our opponents inherited a world at peace and turned it into a planet of war. We're in a planet of war.
Biden said he looked forward to returning to the campaign trail next week and winning at the ballot box in November. Biden tested positive for COVID-19 recently and has been isolating and working from his beach house in Delaware. Kenyan President William Ruto has appointed the first 11 members of his cabinet. Ruto on Friday retained 6 former ministers in the key portfolios of defense and interior.
Over the past 1 month, Kenya's credentials as a democratic nation have been severely tested. During this time, the country has engaged in a difficult public conversation, providing an opportunity to reflect deeply.
The president last week dismissed all but one minister and said he would form a broad-based government that would help him address issues that led to month-long protests. A Russian missile hit a children's playground in Ukraine's southern city of Mykolaiv on Friday, killing a child and 2 adults and injuring 5 others, officials said. President Volodymyr Zelensky posted images from the site on Telegram that showed 2 bodies lying on the ground. One was the badly mutilated body of a child covered in blood, dust, and debris. Part of a missile lay alongside. On Friday, Pakistani counterterror officials have arrested an al-Qaeda leader, Armin ul-Haq, who is on a UN sanctions list, describing him as a close associate of the dead Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. You'll find expanded coverage in World News 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
1. Right now, VOA 1. You see?